Disc 7.
Many of them had been wounded. Some of the wounded had gone AWOL from the hospital to go to Holland. This was not because they had a love of combat, but because they knew if they did not go to war with Easy, they would be sent to war with strangers, as the only way out of combat for a rifleman in ETO was death or wounds serious enough to cost a limb. If they had to fight, they were determined it would be with their comrades. Replacements could seldom reach this level of identification. Further, as the Army was speeding up the training process to provide men for the battle, the replacements were not of the quality of the original Currahee men. At Fechel, Webster saw a replacement named Max moaning and clutching his right hand. "Help me, help me, somebody help me." "What's wrong? Shot anywhere else?" "No, no, it hurts." "Why don't you get up and run?" He didn't feel like it. He was in shock so bad he just wanted to lie there and moan. It's a funny thing about shock. Some boys can have their foot blown off and come limping back to the aid station under their own power, while others, like Max, freeze up at the sight of blood and refuse to help themselves. They say that shock is largely physical, but it seems to me that one's mental attitude has a lot to do with it. Max wasn't aggressive, he wasn't hard, he wasn't well-trained. That officers and men broke under the constant strain, tension, and vulnerability is not remarkable. What is remarkable is that so many did not break. With Winter's replacement gone, First Lieutenant Fred Moose Heiliger took over the company. Heiliger was an OCS graduate who had led the HQ Company Mortar Platoon in Normandy, where he was promoted to First Lieutenant, and Holland. He had been in E Company back in the States. From the first, Winters liked him immensely. Heiliger was a good CO. He visited the outposts at night. He went on patrols himself. He saw to the men as best could be done. Like the men in the foxholes, he never relaxed. The tension was always there. His company was spread much too thin to prevent German patrols from penetrating the line, and the dangerous possibility of another breakthrough of the size of that of October 5th was in his mind constantly. He bore up under the responsibility well, took the strain, did his duty. The British are masters of intrigue, according to Corporal Walter Gordon. I wouldn't necessarily want them on my flank for an assault on some target, but I sure would like to have them plan it, because they are very good at planning. He was referring to the rescue.